Today's daf in Yerusha Brachot is daf Nun Beit, and we're holding right a little bit before by Hetiv Rav Sheshet. Problem is, yesterday we learned that the das of the Talmidim we're learning in Rav's Yeshiva, that the meaning of Bracha Rishona, that you're supposed to participate in when you have to leave, is a reference to the Zimun itself. So Hetiv Rav Sheshet, Rav Sheshet asked on that, but that doesn't make sense because there's a Braita that says not like that. From Batnita Plika, the Braita says Shnayim Shlosha, two or three people who ate. So here we have a case in a Braita where you've got different people who have eaten together. Nobody knows how to do Birkat HaMazon, but if you put everybody together, they could get a full Birkat HaMazon. So one guy does the first bracha, one guy does the second bracha, and so on. So there it says, Shnayim Shlosha, who are in this kind of situation, Chayavi beBirkat HaZimun, they still are supposed to manage together to do a Zimun with Birkat HaMazon, because since together they're able to be Yotzei, so each one will say whatever he knows. But the Mashma'ut over here is that it's Shnayim or Shlosha. But suppose, if it would be Arba'a, how about if you cannot get one guy to say a full bracha, but instead you need to split the brachot, we're talking about over here the brachot of the Diorita brachot, between four people, since there's only three brachot as far as the Torah is concerned. What are those three brachot? Well, apparently, the bracha of Hazonat HaKol, and then Nodelacha, and then Rachem. Right? So there's only three. Must be includes the Birkat HaZimun. You can't have a bracha said by two different people and have another guy take over in the middle of the bracha. So if that's the case, in Tamar, if you're going to try to tell me that Birkat HaZimun is what you call the bracha Rishona, so then you could have had even four people if it would actually be a full bracha on its own, right? So that means that if we would say here that we have a maximum of Shnayim or Shlosha, then obviously Birkat Zimun is itself not a separate bracha, it's just the bracha of the opening, but Hazanat HaKol is the real bracha. Ashka Chantani answers the Gemara that they may well be true, but you can be Seimech, the Talmidim of Rav, on a different bracha. In Ashka Chantani, there's another bracha that says that actually even Arba'a, in which case, according to them, means that the first bracha, Birkat HaZimun, is considered also to be one of the four brachot. The question is there any way for the Shita that holds that Birkat HaZimun ends with Hazanat HaKol, is there any way for them to square the pshat in this bracha? So in Timar, if you're going to tell me that the bracha rishona is Hazanat HaKol, and then you've got a problem here, right? Kasha. Because over here it says you can split it into four. How can you split it into four? If you try to tell me, well, the fourth bracha is the bracha tova metiv, which is the rachem. So then if it's a tova metiv, I'm not going to fall for that. You can't persuade me of that because shanyagi. Atova Meitiv is different because it's only a Chiyuv Derabbanan, and the Braita has been talking about the Brachot of Birkat HaMazon, which are Dioraita, obviously. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense to say there's three. The Yomar of Huna, Mishinitnu Aruge Beitar Lekfura, that the first time we ever heard of this Brach, Atova Meitiv, was after the Nes happened, that the Aruge Beitar, that the Romans hadn't allowed to be buried, that the bodies had never decayed, and that finally the Romans gave up and allowed them to come and to bury the dead. So they were mitakein the brocha of Atov Ametiv. Atov, shalod yisrachu, that the bodies did not decay. Vametiv, shalitu lekvura. So if Atov Ametiv is only drabbanan, there's no way that it could be added here to the mitzvahs of the brocha that you can't be yotzei with. Because nobody knows it, because that wouldn't bother me. And therefore, if you hold, as Rabbi Zira does and Rabbi Chalbo does, that it's not a bracha, then apparently there's not going to be any way to work out the second bracha, which is that you could do it even with four. Rav Huna, you can work it out, because there is a shita that holds that Atov Amitiv is actually Dioraita. And that is Rabbi Shmuel. So Tiftok Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Amar, that actually Atov Amitiv is Dvar Torah. Where do we find it for? Dichtiv. In the Chiyav Birkat HaMazon, it says, V'achalta V'savata U'V'rachta. So he darshins each one. It's V'achalta V'savata U'V'rachta. That's the first bracha, Birkat HaZimun. Et Hashem Elokecha, that's the bracha of Hazanat HaKol. That's the second bracha. Ala Aretz, Hatova, that's Birkat HaAretz. Hatova is Birkat Bnei Yerushalayim, because it says, Ahar Hatova Zeh V'Halavanan. And then, when it says, Hashem Natan Lach, that's a reference to Hatov Amitiv. So apparently, according to him, it's Hashem Natan is the Midah of Chesed, which is giving Matas Chino. And that's Hatov Amitiv. So according to him, there's a remnant of Hatov Amitiv already in the Torah. In which case, maybe the second Braita holds that it's a Dioraita, and therefore will work out even according to Rabbi Zira and Rabbi Chalba, Masha Enkein. If you hold it's only Drabbanan, Senein Chinami, we'd have to say that only a maximum of three people could split Birkat HaMazon. Now, there is one other bracha that is a Dioraita, and that is Birkat HaTorah. And therefore points out the Gemara Katuv B'Torah, Bracha Lefaneah. We do find, as we'll see, a bracha that needs to be said before one learns Torah. But we do not find, when it comes to the Torah, that there's any need of making a bracha l'acharea. Because what do we find? Lagabi the Torah lefaneh, and bakativ lefaneh. Kishem Hashem ekra, havu godel elokeinu. So we're saying, Shem Hashem, as the Ramban points out, the entire Torah is Shemot of HaKadosh Baruch. So that means, Kishem Hashem ekra, when I'm reading the Torah, you have to be havu godel elokeinu. There has to be a prior bringing honor to the greatness, which is a bracha, lashon of gedula, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that, we find this also by the actual Kishem Hashem Ekra, by the Shira. So Moshe says before, it says Lalamda B'nai Yisrael, it's before I'm going to do the Lalamda B'nai Yisrael, I'm going to be Mevorech. And when I say my bracha, you say Amen. That's how we darshan it there. However, when it comes to Birkat HaMazon, we find after the other way. And by Mazon, it says, K'tiba Mazon, bracha la'acharav, but not bracha lefanav. What is written la'acharav? Yachalta, v'savata, and then uverachta. But minayin la litenet amur b'zeh b'zeh v'et amur b'zeh b'zeh. Where would we see that we should be mevorech after the Birkat HaTorah, after the learning of the Torah, and be mevorech before the eating of the bread? Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Hashem, Rabbi Yonatan says the Makor is as follows. Atya, shame, shame. We actually learn that from a Gezerah Shavah, because we find Ma Shem, Shneemar Batorah Bracha Lefanav, in the same way that it says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, and it says, Ve'achalt V'savarta, Ve'rachat Hashem Elokech. So that shame, the Shem Hashem, is learned here as a Gezerah Shavah. If the shame that was said as a Bracha Lefanav, and Avshem Shenemar B'Mazon, just like in the Torah it meant the Bracha Lefanav, so to the shame that is said, V'chalt V'savat V'rach, that shame, et Hashem, it says the shame Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, it means that it requires, a Mazon requires also Bracha Lefanav, just like the shame that is said in Mazon, which is the V'chalt V'savat V'rach, that Hashem, we know that Bracha L'acharav, so too, must we know that Avshem, the Shem Hashem that it says in Gabi Torah, which was talked by Kishem Hashem Ekra, has to have a bracha la'achareha as well. Akidon, this drasha follows Dafka Rabbi Akiva Shita, Rabbi Akiva. However, Aliba Rabbi Yishmael, the Makar, is different, as we will see. Because Rabbi Yochanan, Vashem, Rabbi Shmuel explained that actually the Makor of Brocha is learned from the Kavachom. Ma im mazon she'im to'un bracha lefanav, to'un bracha l'acharav. If food, which does not require in the Pusik a din of Brocha before, nonetheless it says v'achalt v'savata v'rachta, so Torah, where it does require bracha lefanav from the pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra, so obviously it would require to una bracha l'acharea. So this is Till here at Gedon we learn Torah. Torah requires a bracha also l'acharel. Mazon, how do you know that mazon requires a bracha l'faneh, huh? Well, it's also gav chomer. Im Torah she'ena tu'una bracha l'acharel tu'una bracha l'faneh, mazon she'tu'una bracha l'acharel eno din she'ta'un bracha l'fanav. So mamela, no matter how you look at it, it's quite clear. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Natan, are chelik. Rabbi Yitzchak, I mean, that the actual source of the idea that you need a bracha before achila is from the pasuk in Navi, which is when the people were explaining to Shaul what you do when you go to the Navi and how come we're here. So it says over there, so apparently there needs to be a bracha before you eat. Rabbi Natan Omer, it's from a different pasuk. It says, so when is it called? When is it called Meimecha? Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, from the girls who were explaining, whereas Rabbi Natan Omer, look, it says, okay? Tell me something. When is it called Lach B'cha B'mecha? After you eat it up. Obviously, Ad Shelo Achalta. And it's saying Uverach. So you need to make a bracha before you eat Lach B'cha B'mecha. Another Kavach Omer is Rebbe's. Rebbe Omer, Ma im B'sha'a Shecha V'sava Tzarech L'vorech B'sha'a Shu Ta'ev Lecho. L'kol Shekein. The person is supposed to be Mavorech when he's already feeling no sense of urgency in what it is that he needs. So Kol Shekein, when he does feel that sense of urgency, and now he needs to go about and eat, isn't it obvious that there's even more chayiv to be Mavorach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Now this again, this is in Rebbe's approach, only teaches me the din of mazon, that you have a bracha before eating. How about the din of Torah, which Rebbe did not address? So Torah, what would be the halacha? Well, Torah, which is chayim ad, that it should require a bracha. It certainly is much more nourishing for eternity than just food. Question. Rabbi Zeira boy, Eilin shelosha kruyot. You have three people that are called to the Torah. Ma at avilon. What exactly would you compare them to? Because we've spoken about various things that we're going to compare to putting things together in such a way that they would be chayiv now. So we were talking about the question of Birkat HaMazon, the Agudat Ezov. So what would you say about this? Do we say that they are the equivalent of Shlosha She'achlu Ka'achad? Or are they the equivalent, and we'll see what that would mean in a moment, are the equivalent of Shlosha She'achlu Zachazeh, Zebif Nasma, Zebif Nevitzma, Zebif Nehatzma. So therefore, if they would be considered here a Chabura Achas, then they would be the same as the three that ate together. Or is each one considered to be a carry on his own? What's the difference? The difference is that in Tabdina, if you're going to make them the equivalent of Shlosha She'achlu Ke'achat, so then Arishon Mevarech Bracha Rishona. Then the way that we should view the three Kruim, first one makes the Bracha Rishona when he gets called up, and the last one is the one to make a Bracha Achrona, not another Bracha Rishona, and he closes it up. Whereas the MC, the guy in the middle, shouldn't need any Bracha because he's already Yotsui with the Bracha from number one. And with the after bracha, he's already Yotzei, with the one that's reading after him, who is number three. And so what's the point of him being Mavarech? In Tabidon, Shishosha Shachlu Zem Bifnei Atzmo. If, however, you're going to compare the three Kruyot as separate Achilas, then each one, even the middle one, would require a bracha Lifaneha and a bracha La'achareha. What would you say the din would be? Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Avudimi, lo lamdu birkat haTorah, yibirkat haZibun el l'Rabbi. This is basically an answer to the question that you asked. Because look, the makor of the chiyuv that we learned here to be mevarech birkat haTorah is where you're reading the Torah in the tzibur. If an individual would read the Torah, it doesn't make a bracha. So that shows you that the ones that are reading from the Torah, they are considered to be a specific type of chabura that has a din of a single chabura, in which case it should be the same as Birkat HaMazon. We're over there, the halacha is that you're yotze with the bracha, specifically of the one who's mevorach. And they too should be yotze with the one who's mevorach. So first one is mevorach the opening, and the last one is mevorach the closing. That's the more, but if that's the case, v'im l'rabim, if you're telling me that the whole chiyuv over here is only learned out in the case of the rabim, so then why is there a chiyuv b'chlal and a yochid who would be stomped sitting and learning? So then I feel b'nolav and atzmo liyavarech at all, any time. Not the way we do when we make up to make a birkat satorah. There's no such bracha. So according to this logic, why in the world would a yochid be mevorach when he wakes up in the morning on Torah? So Amar Rabba Mori, Achoy de Rabbi Yossi, Rabba Mori, who was Rabbi Yossi's brother, said, "Asu kesharko mitzvotar shel Torah." The Chachamim get the din of Limra Torah, the same din as any other mitzvah. Just like any other mitzvah is to unot bracha, you need to make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. Avzu unot bracha. This one also requires a bracha lifaner. So in other words, even though Enoch Inami, the limud that we brought, is specifically in terms of the rabbi, where we do kriyat Torah, but that doesn't mean that you should be potter. A yachid who is learning on his own is not going to be less than any other mitzvah. And so maybe they're two completely different dinim. One has to do with the diorais, the bitzibur, and the other one has to do with the rabbanan, as birkat mitzvot. Tafnun beis. Hey, divrei sheshet v'amatita pliga. It says here clearly, shnayim shlosha. Mashma, that if we'd have to split up the brachot between four people, lo. So im teimar brachat zimon is the rishona as a separate bracha. Why can't we have arba'a and each one do a full bracha? Well, the truth is ashchatani arba'a. Im teimar zoazanet akol kasha. Im teimar zoatov ametiv. No way. Letat yachir, because after all, shanya hidi omer avuna. It's only Mishaditu Arugei Bitalik Furada was Nikba Atov Ametiv as a bracha Atov Shalom Disrachu Ametiv Shaditu Lekfura. Om Ravuda Tipater Rabbi Ishmael Omer Atov Ametiv Dvar Torah Dechtiv Achalta Vesavata Verachta Zur Birkat Azimun Et Hashem Alokecha Zohazar et hakol, ala aretz zibrikat aretz, hatova zibrikat bonei Yerushalayim. V'chein hu omer, ahar hatova ze v'halavanon. So that Hashem natan lecha is hatova amitiv, which obviously holds, is on the same level of chiyuv. Ketuv b'Torah bracha lefanea, but ein ketuv b'Torah bracha l'acharea. Where does it say bracha lefanea? Ba'ketiva lefanea, kishem Hashem ekra avu godel Eloheinu. And by mazon, it's the exact opposite. Ketuv mazon bracha lacharav, but in ketuv lefanav. Where does it say lacharav? It says v'achalt v'savata v'rachta. Minayin litein et amur b'zeh b'zeh et amur b'zeh b'zeh. Says Rav Shur Baruch Meir b'shem Rabbi Yonatan. In both cases, we have the shem avaya. And the shem avaya itself is gzera shava. At yashem shem gzera shava. Ma shem shenemar b'torah is a reference to bracha lefanav. Av shem shenemar b'mazon is a reference to bracha lefanav. Umar shem shenemar b'mazon et Hashem Elokecha is bracha l'acharav. Av shem amur b'Torah li'acharya. Okay, but at kedon it's Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shmuel says, look, it's actually drabonin because it's really tzikal v'chomer. Uma imazon or different so from what you say. Ma imazon shem tum bracha lefanav tum bracha l'acharav. Torah shituna bracha lefaneha in odin shituna bracha l'acharav. Ad kedan Torah mazon ma im Torah sheinatuna bracha l'acharav tuna bracha lefaneha mazon shetun bracha l'acharav in odin shetun bracha lefanav. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Ki Yuvarech HaZevach, V'achar Kach Yuchlu HaKruim, Rabbi Natan Omer, V'avatem Et Hashem Elokechem, V'en V'rachet Lach Becha V'et Beimecha, E'en Matay Hu Karui Lach Becha, Or Meimecha, obviously before you ate it, Ad Shelo Achalta, you see that there's got to be a brach Ad Shelo Achalta. Rabbi Omer, מה אם בשעה שאכל וסבה צריך לברר בשעה שהוא תאהב לאכול לא כל שכן עד כדון מזון תורה אם מזון שאינו הלכה אישה תאון ברוך לפונה ולאחרב תורה שחי עד לא כל שכן רבי זעיר הבוי אלה שלושה קרויות for the Torah מה את אביתלון are they similar to שלושה שאוכלו כאחת or are they similar to שלושה שאוכלו זה בפני עצמם וזה בפני עצמם וזה בפני עצמם because אם תאבידון כשלושה שאוכלו כאחת so then the way we would do it would be that the ראשון would be before אך לברוך הראשונה on the Torah the אחרון would be before אך לברוך האחרונה the אמצעי wouldn't be before אך לברוך and he would be יוצא with them because it's all one חבורה, אבל אם תעבדון כשלושה שאכלו זה בפני עצמו, זה בפני עצמו, וזה בפני עצמו, so then אפילו אמצעי would be בבורך בוט לפניו, and לאחריו. אומר, עד כדון מזון, תורה, אם מזון שאינו הלכה אישה, תאון ברוך לפניו ולאחריו, תורה שחי עד, לא כל שכן. רבי זעיר הבוי, אלה שלושה קרויות for the Torah. מעט אביתלון, are they similar to שלושה שאוכלו כאחת, or are they similar to שלושה שאוכלו זה בפני עצמם וזה בפני עצמם וזה בפני עצמם? Because אם תאבידון כשלושה שאוכלו כאחת, so then the way we would do it would be that the ראשון would be before אך לברוך הראשונה on the Torah, the אחרון would be before אך לברוך האחרונה, the אמצעי wouldn't be before אך לברוך and he would be יוצא with them because it's all one חבורה, אבל אם תעבדון כשלושה שאכלו זה בפני עצמו, זה בפני עצמו, וזה בפני עצמו, so then אפילו אמצעי would be בבורך בוט לפניו, and לאחריו. אומר, בשבוע בעבדימי, לא למדו בברכת התורה, בברכת הזימון, אלא לרבים. ואם לרבים, אפילו בינו לבין עצמו, לא יברך. Amr Baba Mora Choy de Rabbi Yossi. That's different. The mitzvah bein olav eno is a su. Kishar kol mitzvot er shal Torah. Ma shor kol ha mitzvot. Do not bracha. Afzu. Do not bracha.